Because in my house, Adam Levine is Paul Newman.
Adam Levine's awesome.
To Linda and to Savannah, our 14-year-old, mm-hmm. he might as well be Hercules.
Right.
Yes.
He can sing. He's just dreamy.
Well, in the first album.
Welcome back to the Lazy Muse Podcast, episode 13.
Yes, that just sounds awful.
I'm Jimmy G.
I'm Eric Gratton.
So, what are we drinking right now, Eric?
Well, we have the Long Hammer IPA from Red Hook Brewery.
Mm.
It is 6.2% alcohol by volume. It's from Woodinville, Washington, which is really a terrific town. We were there 2 days ago.
Yeah, lots of great wineries.
Yeah, we belong to, I think, 4 wineries up there. And
have you had the airplane one? What's that one?
I don't know. Is it the airplane?
Aviation?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, we tend to go to Columbia Winery and several others. We had a great time last mm-hmm. week. We'll bring you guys up there sometime.
It's a great – I actually got Lisa a gift certificate for wine tasting in Woodinville, and then I knocked her up. So she can't
awesome.
She can't appreciate it as much.
We were actually talking about that the other day, having you guys over for a barbecue. Where you and I, Linda, will get trashed,
right.
And Lisa will be the designated driver for you, because I'm sure that's what she has in front of her. One of
the, for me, one of the positives of having a pregnant wife is
constant designated
a DD,
driver.
Yeah. Designated driver.
Well, what I will do is, in addition to that, if she would like, you guys can come up early, and you and Linda can get tanked, and she and I will do some good baking stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do it. Long Hammer. I'm punching this into our trusty Beer Advocate.
BeerAdvocate.com.
And let's see if we can find out a little bit about the Long Hammer. Ooh, so here we go.
They do dry hopping with this one.
Dry hopping. Yes. So that means they're putting it in after the beer has already been made. Yes. So it's been boiled. You're done with the beer. It's probably fermented for a little while. And then you throw some hops in there.
You got to, because you want this hoppy aftertaste.
Just to
I
have
think
it.
Of as beer.
It's a very American thing, mm-hmm. The high hop. So again, another Red Hook beer, another average rating. Beer Advocate gives it a 75.
This is disappointing to me. I like Red Hook.
And the guys who run the site have separate scores. So there's the Beer Advocate score, which is, it's the – what is it called when everything is brought together in terms of data and
the
statistics?
Conglomerate. It's something conglomerate.
Right. There's some word where they all come together.
This is our fourth beer.
It's so that's by 1,700 ratings.
Yes.
Averages out to 75. The guys who run this website gave it a 67.
Guys.
Poor.
I know you know more than me, but I got to tell you, fuck off. This is great.
So it's an American IPA, 6.2.
The APA.
ABV.
It's an APA. It's an American IPA.
I guess you could say that.
One of my favorite pale ales.
They actually call it American Pale Ale
APA.
APA.
Yes. Mm. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, it's okay. Not the best beer I've ever had. Not the worst beer I've ever had either.
The worst beer we've ever had is,
MGD, something like that.
That's not the worst I've ever had, but I can dig it.
Yeah. Goldschlager.
Beer.
Schmidt?
Not a beer, James.
Oh, it's a liquor.
Yeah,
what's the gold I'm thinking of? Liqueur.
It's a liqueur.
It's a liqueur.
Yes.
All right.
Well, let's move on. What
let's
are we going to talk about
on.
Today?
So, as always, we still have a running competition for one free entry into the Reebok Spartan Race anywhere in the lower 48.
The next 2 weeks this goes on?
Next 2 weeks until the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Thrones. Game of Thrones.
So what do you got to do to win that, Eric?
Well, you have to go to either iTunes, which is this tiny little program run by this company called Mac.
Right. Apple.
And you need to go to the Lazy Muse podcast on iTunes and leave some sort of comment.
Right.
You got to rate us anywhere from half a star to 5 stars
right.
and tell us why you love and
right.
hate us. I would say and or, but I want something that's both.
Right. And really, you could write a scathing comment about us and you could win this.
You can talk about how listening to us is like pooping on a duck.
Right.
And
right.
I'm in. You, I'm going to give you
You do
this.
Not yeah. have to wash balls here. Never do you have to wash balls at the Lazy Muse podcast.
No, just when you're golfing.
Mm.
All right.
Nice.
So you can either do that or you can send a comment to theverylazymuse@gmail.com. That's a little bit more of a jackass kind of way to do these.
Because everybody sees it.
Well, not everybody sees it on that. We want them to see it on
right.
iTunes.
Right.
We want the jackassery to be public.
Right.
But we'll accept private comments, too. We'll just publish it for you.
Right.
So in the next 2 weeks, you give us a comment. You tell us why you love us and hate us. And we will hook you up with a free entry to any Reebok race in the lower 48 states.
I'm shaking my head. Yes.
That includes Arkansas, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. And you know they don't run in Arkansas.
Well, there are mountains there.
They don't run there.
Mountains and trees.
They got Razorbacks.
Well, they do. Very, very large pigs.
I heard a comedian once say that he was arrested in Arkansas for reading, but he was let off on a technicality that nobody could prove he had books.
That said, I've spent a lot of time at Pettit Jean Mountain in Arkansas, and I got to say, it's beautiful. People
right.
are all, you know, assholes, but the state itself is beautiful. And by all, I mean 95%. There's a good 25 people in that state that are just fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm talking to you, Bob.
Today on the Lazy Muse Podcast.
The Lazy Muse Podcast, episode 13.
I'm going to open myself up here for a little bit of a beat down.
Oh my God, please.
Because I can only assume that we all have guilty pleasures.
We're talking TV today, aren't we?
I have many on
right.
television.
Hit me with one.
Well, I'm going to hit you with more than one.
Well, let's start with a good one.
But the first one I want to start with, and I'm going to ask you for a little bit of forbearance here.
All right.
I'm not asking you to hold back, right? I'm not asking you to.
You want me to talk.
I will. So here's my... My treaties.
All right, you're pointing your finger. Is it pointing at me yet?
No.
Okay.
No. I haven't even begun yet.
All right.
I love the singing competition.
I
love the format of it. I do not believe that it is a reality television show. The reason why I believe this is because we need to have very clear definitions about what reality TV is and what it is not. We cannot put Kim Kardashian in the same category, I think, as we have we would put American Idol in, because we're blurring lines of definitions.
I would say two things to that.
Yes.
Number one, I would say it's fair that if the people who host the show are members of the performing unions – that it is not a reality show.
Maybe they will be soon. These are amateurs
no,
waiting
many,
to be discovered.
No, many of the people who host the shows,
oh, host
especially
them.
The ones that you're talking about, are members of the unions, and the judges are as well.
Right, okay.
That
I got
said,
you. Like SAG and
SAG-AFTRA
these sort of things. Okay.
And several
right.
of the other ones.
And there's ones where they're not.
Of course, especially on basic cable.
Okay, I don't know those shows.
No, you do. You just don't know their names right now.
Okay.
The number two thing that I will say is that is a dodge and bullshit by the producers, and I will judge all of them, whether they are hosted by members of my unions or not. All right, continue, Jimmy.
Okay. So
they're all reality shows.
I don't believe that they are.
They are.
And here's my take on the big three. And the big three.
Ooh, identify them, please.
American Idol, the granddaddy of them all. X Factor, number two, only because Simon Cowell left American Idol and went on to set up the X Factor. And the new kid on the block, biting at the chomp, is all I can say about it. My friend Eric Ratner.
Let me add him.
The new kid on the block, who is blowing both of them out of the water and maybe the actual demise of the X Factor. This is The Voice, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Is that the theme song?
That's the, I guess that's so.
This
yeah.
is The Voice.
This that's, is The Voice.
That's and the theme song.
It's a microphone.
Okay.
It's a hand okay. holding a microphone. But
it looks like a bunny. Your hand looks like a bunny right now.
It's holding it in a way where the V is up. So it's, so
it's
you know.
Like a bunny with a microphone sticking right. out of its forehead. Okay.
So here's the format.
I've never seen this show, by the way. There was a time...
The Voice?
Yeah. There was a time in New York, maybe for a season and a half, where between various friends, I was forced to watch... And by forced,
American
I mean
Idol.
It was easier to say yes than no
right.
before we all went out and got drunk.
Right.
To watch American Idol. And I don't remember who won those years. I don't remember who participated those years.
Neither do I. I've watched every
guy,
season.
There was some guy named Bo.
Bo and, Bice.
I guess.
He's a runner-up.
He sang... Most of the times they mm-hmm. don't actually sing, but this guy sang. He, you know, right. he did like Allman Brothers and stuff. You
no,
know,
they
stuff,
all sing.
Stuff that, no.
Yes.
Stuff that takes
yes,
rock.
Yes, Eric.
Stuff that is like rock and roll.
Oh, right. But
that,
the
like,
still,
matters.
They're yeah. still singing. And I agree with you. There's never been one artist out of the 12 seasons that I've
with
watched.
Talent.
Who? No, there's been several with talent.
Okay.
Many
ability.
With talent. They sing things that I don't care about, but they can sing.
Yeah, but so can my nephew. I'm
good. So then he's got talent.
Well, no, he's got.
I wouldn't buy any of their albums. Is what I'm leaning to.
Right.
I don't care.
Why do you watch the show?
Because I love watching. It's the same reason I watch.
All My Children.
No, Homes with Holmes or American Masters. I can't build shit. But I love watching people build and put things together. I love
yeah.
seeing a process. I love watching.
But this is not that. Do you
it
watch,
is.
Do you I watch the bullshit where they take a poor family and tease them until they give them a new house?
No, I don't.
That's this show.
That's sentiment. No, it's
that
not.
That show is this
it's
show.
It's not because it these
is.
People aren't. Well, sometimes it is.
It is.
Sometimes it
always is.
Not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's somebody, you know, whoring out their dying wife. For sympathy votes.
Oh, did that happen?
Oh, yes. And
which
I saw
show?
Him live, too.
Which show?
This was American Idol.
Oh, did you? His... You went to the live
no,
American
no.
Idol tour?
I was an actor for a video.
Oh, were you?
I
oh,
was in...
Jimmy.
No, not on his video. For a video okay. for a company. And for the launch of this company, they had this huge thing at the Experience Music...
The EMP.
The EMP.
Experience
Music here,
Project.
Right, here
Seattle,
in Seattle.
Washington.
And he was the opening act to CeeLo Green.
See, CeeLo...
So I saw this guy who whored out his dead
gonna
wife.
We're going to get back to CeeLo. Yes.
Right. So anyways, here's the thing about the shows. So okay. they're all competition. So, you
but
know,
wait,
you
do
audition.
Like how well I've restrained myself from
I know, you
so
are.
Far.
Thank you for being as polite as you're... You're capable of being.
Yes, that's
you're being
true.
A gentleman.
Yes.
So quickly, here's my premise, my theory, my
as
treatise on these things. So the basic premise for all three of these shows is
perfect.
You have a bunch of people come together, they audition, and then they're broken out into various groups and they compete. The very nature of the way they compete.
The first group is the people who fake audition.
Oh, right. And only the first two shows, American Idol and X Factor, even have fake auditions because
okay.
they have people who are purposely bad, people who
oh, yeah.
are horrible,
hundreds of
so that you can watch them fail.
And
The
and
Voice does not do this.
A lot of people who watch it don't understand
right.
that these people are not actually trying.
The Voice, you never see any bad auditions. You see people who don't get on the show, but every one of them have a legitimate chance of being chosen.
Good, and we'll get to CeeLo Green in a second.
So. The first two shows, you have all these people who audition, and then it degrades. It's almost like a sporting event wherein they break people into 50-50 groups and say one person from this group and one person from this group gets to compete for the ultimate prize, which automatically means you probably aren't going to see the best two people because a lot of times the best two people are in the same one group.
Well, and even worse is they do it by gender, do they not?
Right.
That
on the other ones.
Ridiculously stupid.
Absolutely.
That is ridiculously
absolutely.
Stupid.
And that's American Idol. They do it by gender. So you get...
Well, because this is a country where we just assume...
Fit, right. It's
that,
good. It's,
you know,
we're all equal.
Well, no. No, if we were all equal, they wouldn't split it by gender. This is a country where we assume that men and women aren't capable of being artists together.
Right.
This is complete fucking bullshit, and it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the Olympics where we're talking about high jump and sprinting.
Right.
An artistic thing where two people, regardless if you're going to make them compete, then make them fucking compete. Who gives a shit?
Right, I agree.
Whether it's a man and a woman.
So we agree on that. So that's American Idol. They break it down. The top 20 are 10 girls, 10 guys. So automatically you've decided it's not really the top 20. It's your top 20 of this and that. And so it should be the top 20, period.
Yes.
X Factor gets...
However, how do they decide who the top 20 are? It's by audience vote.
No,
right?
It's not. It's purely by the four judges. They decide who
this
the
is
top
on X Factor?
This is on all of them have a similar setup where
so
the
they do,
judges
they do
all
charge you for your call, but it doesn't
no
make
charge
it,
for the call. You can make as many calls as you want, and you never have to spend a dime.
But also, you don't get to choose who goes on.
You get to choose later. So the top 20 is chosen on American Idol by the judges. They weed it down until you don't. The audience doesn't decide, and it varies
by
year.
Should never decide,
right? Because they always a lot of times they just pick whomever they like, and there's always that one person on American Idol that doesn't deserve to stick around.
Right, but the
as long as they
have
do,
chosen to emphasize one portion of their story. So,
right.
There you go.
And then there are – and they're usually attractive or there's something –
right. Or you got the
votes.
Christian or you got the person who's just lost 200 pounds or you've got the person who's just lost a
bad,
family member.
You know, a stutter was the latest version.
Right. Something that just doesn't make sense.
So, you know, the judges decide who gets to a certain point without any viewer input.
Okay.
And then after that point, the judges get to respond to each performance, and then the audience completely decides who goes.
I'm going to ask a quick question.
Yes.
Why does America or Nigeria or Luxembourg's Got Talent not make your top three? I know you've watched it. Don't pretend.
I haven't.
You've never
I
watched
would
America's
watch it.
Got Talent?
I haven't, but I'll tell you, America's
Isn't
Got Talent.
Isn't it the same thing?
I've watched clips of that online.
Isn't it the same thing, except it's got the Hoff and the Aussie.
Right. It's not the same thing in that I don't care about who's the best juggler. I just like the singing.
Sure, but
that's
most
all.
Of it
I
is
like
singing.
Seeing the singer. You're right, and it's always a singer who wins.
Yeah. Because it's the only talent we understand.
But with that, I can get
Louis C.K. showed up there. And gave us his best 5 minutes. No, if he showed up there and gave us his best 5 minutes, he would not be voted on. Because someone would be would come on and sing
cuss.
The Children Are Our Future and get voted past
a comic
it.
Has, like, and I know I don't watch America's Got Talent, but I'll follow the best ofs on YouTube. And a comic at least 3 times has made it to the top 2. So it has the chance of winning, and those guys.
But then they have to do a new 5 minutes every week.
Right, they're
and that's
way
up.
More
much
impressive
easy,
because
it's
they're
much
creating
to learn
a song.
New song
that you didn't write. That
you not write? Right. No, I'm
that
right.
You didn't write. No, I'm saying that the guy who sings
has
it so much easier because
it's like you get a magician on there.
You go buy somebody else's song.
These guys work for 6 months for a 5 minute magic trick. Illusion.
Right. But I'll tell you, getting off track here, the comedians who lose this always win more. They don't win the $1 million contract, but every single one of them gets a Vegas contract.
Okay.
And so they're working. And so they've gotten what they wanted.
Well,
they
Vegas
they
is
get
a non-union town,
a
so
career.
We don't know how much they're making. But yeah,
right.
I know what
but
you mean.
But they're doing a gig. And one guy from American Idol Talent did win. A comedian. He's the guy who does the little puppets who stand on the side. And my mom went and saw this guy live. She loves him. Anyways.
You're not talking about Jeff Dunham because he's been around for 40 years.
Yeah, I don't think it's so.
And
I don't think so.
Our like 11 and 14-year-old all love him because all 11 and 14-year-olds don't quite understand how racist this shit is.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's got the terrorist guy.
I know. He's just a racist jackass.
But so that's America. That's American Idol format. With X Factor, they make it even more complicated. And this show is...
X Factor was the spinoff by Simon.
By Simon Cowell, which I loved Simon on American Idol. And let's say, this is important because I'm going to come back around to it. American Idol, or Simon Cowell, his last year made $30 million.
Yeah.
per year.
That's
for
almost,
being a judge.
That's almost Marlon Brando money.
For being a judge. 80s. So. Yeah.
But here's the deal. I haven't really watched any of that stuff.
Right.
You know, a little bit. But I will say, between that and my excuse me, I just burped because the ESB is right. No, this is the Red Hook, the Long Hammer. The Long Hammer is right. We watch every once in a while Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same show. It's the same fucking show. There's a British guy who
right.
talks the way that reasonable people can understand.
And then the crazy Italian guy
on
or
both
the
sides
right.
just talk bullshit. So, yeah, I liked Simon. Simon would say it sucked if he thought it sucked.
Right.
But usually it was, you need to work on this.
Right.
And the audience would all boo because you have to say great
right.
shit
but they
about
loved
everybody.
Him. But they loved him.
Yeah, they did.
So he lost all that.
Well, sort of.
He went to X Factor.
No, I know.
And that shit's gone.
No, he still makes money.
No, he's I know, but he's a ball washer now.
Oh, is he on X Factor?
Now he's just like, it's great. It's great.
I assume that's a reference to the great Lewis Black.
No.
He has his personal ball washer. You haven't heard that?
No. This is a reference to people who wash your balls.
No, I know.
So they're giving you too many
Which
compliments.
I think pretty much comes from Lewis Black. You need to go back and see Lewis Black's bit.
No, I took it from
if
Jay Moore.
You were a million millionaire.
Oh, okay.
Always take from Lewis Black. Never take from Jay Moore. This is my advice.
Jay Moore's
to you.
Great.
Yeah,
I like,
is.
But yeah, Lewis
take
Black
Lewis
is
Black.
Lewis Black. So X Factor breaks it up into four categories.
Big fan of the show.
Regardless of sex, you have the young ones.
Yes.
You have I don't know, teen to 30-something. You have the over 30s. And you have groups.
They're like toddlers on this show.
No, I think the youngest you can be is like 14.
Okay.
I don't know how young you can be, but it's fairly young. So you have the young ones.
High school age and then.
Middle, then over 30s, and then groups.
Okay.
So it's not even the top 12 of anything. It's the top four of, you know, whatever this group is. And the groups could all suck. Like
right.
maybe they don't even deserve to be on the show, but you got to have groups.
The top
so they're
of each group.
Right. So it's these four categories and they take each judge is assigned one of these categories that they have to mentor, quote unquote, for the season.
That is lame.
And so it degrades it even more than American Idol because now you don't even have a top 16. You have a top four with a bunch of schlubs you got in because they happen to be in a certain category.
Right.
Including every year a bunch of people who all auditioned as individuals and weren't good enough to make it as an individual,
so
but they were good, so they put them together in a group.
Oh, fuck that.
And there.
Right, can we just move on?
Yeah,
from
so, but no.
Clearly, it's crap.
It's crap. And I think it's going to die. Now we get to The Voice.
Yes.
Which, when this show first came on, I was still in my. right. I was still in my American Idol stupor, and I was like, ugh, what could this show ever do?
Right.
It's way better.
Is this the one with Adam Levine, too?
Adam Levine.
Because in my house, Adam Levine is Paul Newman.
Adam Levine's awesome.
To Linda and to Savannah, our 14-year-old, mm-hmm. he might as well be Hercules.
Right.
Yes.
He can sing. He's just dreamy.
Well, and the first album, you know, came out 12 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, with Maroon 5.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I love them.
You know,
Blake Shelton's on it.
I don't want to like it,
but you
I
do.
Like it. I like
you do.
Maroon 5. Yeah,
Blake Shelton's on it, and he's funny. This
okay.
guy is hilarious.
I don't believe
The only
you,
thing that's
okay.
bad about The Voice is the host.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name.
Good. Moving on.
But what I love about the premise is every single one, they never show a bad audition. There's
Good.
Never anybody like hawking to be famous for sucking.
Good.
They don't linger on them too long. And the judges take whomever they like. So their backs are turned. If
right,
they don't
that.
See you,
I've
if they like
bit.
You, they turn around. If more than one
well,
turns
no,
around.
They hit the easy button, then they turn around.
Right, right. They hit the easy button. If more than one turns around, then you as the auditioner get to pick the auditor that you want. So they then.
So if three of them turn around, you can say, I'd rather have CeeLo.
Right.
And by the way, they should all say, I'd rather have CeeLo. Because that young man is just.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's just, and on the show, he is. brilliant.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm a huge fan of CeeLo Green. I love his solo stuff from the early 2000s. And I love the first Gnarls Barkley album. And I love the second Gnarls Barkley album.
He's awesome.
And have you seen the episode of Live at Daryl's House with CeeLo Green? Mm-mm. Do you know Live from Daryl's House?
No. Is this the kid?
No. Live from Daryl's House started out as a web series and has now been picked up by Palladium and VH1 and a bunch of cable stations. But it's Daryl Hall at his cabin in upstate New York who asks various people, both famous and not, a lot of not famous people from Philadelphia, which is his
background.
So which
one is Daryl? Is he the short, curly-haired guy or the tall?
Daryl Hall is the tall blonde dude.
Okay.
And he's got a big house in upstate New York that he has renovated and brought from, like, Massachusetts and New Jersey and, like, recreated.
Mm-hmm.
But they play his songs, and they play their songs, and they play covers.
Nice!
And so you have Daryl Hall singing Crazy with CeeLo Green. And you have CeeLo Green singing I Can't Go For That with Daryl Hall.
I'm definitely checking this out as soon as I can.
It's a brilliant television show.
Where do I find this?
In addition, they do meals every time. He brings in a chef from local areas.
Live from Daryl's House. And where do I find this?
You can find it at livefromdaryl'shouse.com. Every episode is online. You can watch the entirety of every episode.
A brilliant way to
or you can
watch
TV
these days.
Edited down versions on Palladium if you have DirecTV. Or I think they just bought it on VH1. And I swear to God,
definitely
it's a brilliant TV
checking
show.
This out.
This is one of the things I wrote about on Obstructed Review.
Definitely checking
this out. All right, so back to The Voice and CeeLo Green.
The Voice. So what's brilliant about the setup for the format is that they each pick X number of people. And it starts off pretty big.
Yeah.
They each have their own group. And to them, it's just a voice. Whomever they want, whatever they're looking for, it could be – they could have 12 girls, 12 guys.
We think to them it's just a voice. I mean, I don't know the producers.
Yeah,
and
yeah
I don't
who,
know
knows?
That,
who knows?
You know, it's very possible that they've all met before the show. It's very possible that
they've
all seen each other backstage. All
sure.
That shit. I used to work, unfortunately, in reality TV, and I know that what we see is not what it is.
Oh, right. But that's why I think this isn't necessarily reality TV the way that, you know –
it'd be awesome.
The OC is and stuff, or they're giving you these setups.
If I believed there was no way that CeeLo met the person who's about to sing and knows that they have a stutter.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, maybe they do. I can't prove that they don't. I don't see anything in it that made me suspicious that they did. I mean,
because it's really incredibly well produced and edited.
Good. But, I mean, I don't see the point of interjecting that just because of maybe. I mean,
oh, that's all right. I do.
Maybe. So anyways.
Continue with your ball washing.
Once they move on past that, they have their battle rounds. So they kind of – and the one thing about it that I'm like, ooh, there's some gamemanship here is they have to cannibalize their own team. So they have to pit their own teammates against each other and then pick one of those people to move on. So they'll pick one song. They both sing it.
This is during the team round.
Right. So they both sing the same song.
Oh.
And so they do a chorus and then they each take a verse themselves. And then that judge will say, okay, I pick
one
you
or the other.
To win. Right. And then you move on.
I just hit my own mic with my hand.
So that makes me think, well, you know, you have to do that. So, you know, you're going to, you got to think about who you're going to pick.
If it was Travis and me, I would pick Walking to Memphis, and he would pick Vienna by Billy Joel.
Well, you don't get to pick your song.
The judge
picks a song and who you sing against.
Well, then the judge already knows who he wants to win.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's the easiest thing in the
world.
That's
the gamemanship, you know?
That's the easiest thing in the world. That's, say,
I mean, because
hey,
I'm not going to pick.
Hey, you, come over here.
But the
and
thing
I'm gonna make
is.
You sing against Eric,
right.
And we're going to do a Whitney Houston song.
But this is what either they're assholes or there's something going on because always. There's people you put together. It's like, now why'd you pick those two? Those are the two best people on your team.
And you're about to tell me it's amazing.
And it's amazing. Not always. But there are – every season there's been a couple where you're like, oh, my God. They just dropped that.
Okay.
That just happened. Like two really – and I love good performances. I mean,
no, that's
when
clear.
I see something where it's like
– as much as I argue with Jimmy, I will not argue with that. He does love what
it,
he
you
thinks
know,
is good.
Right. Right, like anybody, but I mean, I'm not easily accepting. Like, I'm looking to be disappointed.
He's not Milhouse.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But there's always some great ones. And then once they get past that, what they change from the first season to into the second and third is every week the audience picks who they want to go home. And it could be anybody. So
even the best person.
Yeah, even the best person.
Do
but
they ever do that?
Yeah, they do.
They do send the best person home sometimes.
Yeah, and I think it's going to happen
and
tonight.
It's only they can. It's not that they do this by voting for who they like and the person with
whoever
the least
gets the most votes.
It's whoever gets the most votes to go home goes home.
Well, no, I get whoever gets the least votes.
All right, that's bullshit.
So whoever gets
it
the
would be
least
better
votes.
If it was I call to fuck this person up.
That would be mean.
No, it would be more honest.
That would be mean.
Now, do they charge per phone call?
No.
Are you positive?
I'm absolutely positive.
Because you can that's vote. The only thing that makes sense to
you
me.
You can vote 10 times.
I know. That's the only thing that, makes sense to me.
Per person.
If they charge.
So you can go crazy. The only thing you pay for is on iTunes. If you buy their song,
right.
You pay 99 cents. And if,
well, they do that because they saw American Idol now has, by the way.
Well, they did it from the beginning.
Well, yeah. But you know that right now, do you know what the biggest selling band of all time is? The cast of Glee.
Oh, really?
Of all time. They have more number one hits than anyone in the history
of
the world.
Wow.
The cast of Glee. Think about that, parents.
Wow.
That is your fucking fault. You did that. The Beatles are no longer near number one, and that is your fucking fault, parents. Take that shit away from your kids. Do it now.
Yes.
You are ruining the world.
Thank you. That was a very good parental advisory.
Sorry, I got very close to the mic there.
What can happen is a judge could go home because once they lose once they lose their contestants,
I could vote off Blake Shelton.
You can't vote off Blake Shelton. You can vote off his contestants, and once his contestants are gone,
will you tell me what week by week who his contestants are? Because I'm not going to watch the show.
You can't beat this guy,
Blake
Shelton. Is a genius.
You know why?
Because he's good. That's why.
Genius.
Yeah,
he has the support of 90% of the country.
No, it's he. You know how he won last year with an R&B guy.
Yeah.
Because this guy's got skills, man.
Yeah, it wasn't R&B fans that were voting for his R&B guy.
It was. His country people weren't voting for this R&B guy.
His country people vote for him no matter what.
This guy is. He's funny.
His 30% Republican vote for him.
I will bet my soul.
Has he lost?
That Blake Shelton
yes.
Lost?
Who'd he lose to?
The first season, he lost to Adam Levine.
Okay.
He's won the last two.
He's going to win the next five.
It'll be between
Arkansas in his pocket.
It'll be between he and Adam because
and I'm not
they
talking about the 25 cool people in Arkansas.
They pick the good people, those two guys, and he's funny. And I, like I was saying, I'd bet my soul.
I'm sure he's funny.
He's liberal.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Does he express liberal views on the television?
No. Pretty much.
No. He doesn't do that.
I mean, nobody. None of them are holding out placards.
They crucify liberals. The country fans.
He doesn't hold up placards about I support this or that.
Liberals.
But,
they crucify them.
I mean, he's very free about giving out compliments to men about how attractive they are.
Fine.
This isn't a country thing. I mean, if we're going to get into stereotypes, this goes against
stereotypes. That's it.
Anyways,
I'm from Kansas City.
He's fun. I never would have known who this guy was or cared about him.
No.
And now I watch him. I'm like, this guy's funny.
I still don't.
He's humorous.
Okay.
You watched him. I guarantee you would enjoy having a beer with this guy.
Sure.
He's
of course
funny.
Of course I would. I can have a beer with anybody because I enjoy drinking beer. And I enjoy talking about sports. And I enjoy talking about movies and westerns.
Who knows? I can talk
to any Republican. Any of them.
Oh,
because
right.
I share common interests with
but
them.
But he's not a Republican.
No, yes, he is. But
no, he's not.
He
this guy's not a Republican.
Huge Republican.
Come on.
Of course he is.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
But here's the deal.
You're from the same part of the country. You're not a Republican.
I'm not a country singer trying to sell records.
Oh, my God. Really?
You want to?
The Dixie Chicks aren't Republican.
And they sell a lot fewer records than they did before they
came out of the closet.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Here's
yeah,
the thing.
I do.
I can talk, and this is a huge criticism to my fellow Democrats or liberals, whatever you want to say. I can talk to any Republican because I have shared interests with them, and I recognize that.
Mm.
when I go back to Kansas City, I can talk to anyone. Not even Kansas City. I can talk to anyone here.
Kansas City.
I can talk to anyone in New York, anywhere else. I can talk about football, basketball, baseball,
right.
Tennis, women's tennis, men's golf, women's golf. I love sports. I can talk to anybody, liberal or conservative, about those
about
things.
Sports.
Except many fewer liberals give a shit about that than conservatives.
Right.
I can talk about cooking with anybody. Now, I can talk barbecue with conservatives, and I can talk ridiculous.
That sucks that they own barbecue.
They don't. But I'm saying I can talk any type of food with anybody. I can talk veganism. I can talk
Why would you ever talk veganism?
Because there are some amazing meals that come from absolutely no animals. There's some amazing stuff.
Right.
I can talk anything with anybody. And I think it's important that liberals embrace that shit.
As we've proven today with no topic and we're 35 minutes into the podcast.
I'm saying that any fucking liberal who hates conservatives needs to understand that all you fucking need is common interest. And
right.
If you are one of the people who go, I don't own a TV. Or you're one of the people who go, well, I don't see mainstream movies. Or you're one of the people who go, well, I don't eat this, or I don't blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Just fucking talk to people. Just right. fucking talk to people. Enjoy your local baseball team. And if you don't want to enjoy your local professional baseball team, enjoy your local high school baseball team. Just enjoy
yeah,
shit.
Get out there and enjoy stuff.
And to you fucking conservatives, don't give a shit what someone believes about religion or politics. Talk to them about sports and movies.
Do it.
And
this is all from The Voice. This is
is that what they talk about in The Voice?
This is no, how
we're
got
talking about
on
Adam
that.
Shelton versus Adam Levine.
Anyways.
Blake Shelton versus Adam Levine.
I dig this format.
Tyrannosaurus.
Now, why do you think it's reality TV?
It is reality TV. It's crap.
But how? I mean, don't tell me
crap.
It's crap.
No, it is.
Explain to me how it's
in no way
the same thing as Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Because the entire point behind it is to maximize profits for the network and minimize profits for the people who work
on
the show.
So is Breaking Bad.
You bet. But Breaking Bad maximizing profits for the network also maximizes profits for the performers. And in no way does that happen.
It absolutely does.
It does not.
All of those people who get on there get a career afterwards in some way or other.
All those people who get on there sign away their lives for 7 years after the first moment they appear on the show. And in no way do they make the same kind of money that a regular on Breaking Bad is going to make for 7 years.
They'll surpass that with it if they win and they get a record. Yeah, you get $5 million if you win the X Factor.
Yeah, if they win.
Which is more than almost anybody on Breaking Bad makes. Yeah, it is.
Over the course of 7 years? No, it's not.
Well, I'm talking about 1 year.
Yeah, but they still have signed away their entire souls for the next 7 years.
It's not their entire souls.
Yeah.
It's anybody, any one of us, you or I, if somebody said, listen, for 7 years, you can't do anything but work for us, but I'm going to give you $5 million.
I would say, does my union approve that?
And your union would say, yeah, we approve it. It's $5 million and we get 2%.
Except they wouldn't. That's not the way it works
awesome.
On those shows.
Give it to
That's
us.
That's not the way it works on those shows. Adam Levine makes that money through the union. Adam Levine's a member of SAG-AFTRA. Adam Levine's a member. Same with CeeLo.
Those guys don't make nearly the same as the American Idol judges.
No, they don't. You know
which,
why?
By the way, neither do the American Idol judges after this year.
I'm sure.
All of them fired.
Good. But what I'm saying is the producers are going to make more money next year. The contestants and the judges will make less. And that's the trend for the next 20 years. That's exactly what
I see.
Happen.
I don't think because yeah. I'm at that point as an artist
yeah.
where I've been in it for a long time.
Yeah.
I've made little money,
yeah.
And even through the union, you know, whatever. If the union would allow me to make $5 million for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we got to be honest here. The unions aren't any better than the other people we're dissing. I mean, they don't want you to do it because it's not making them money.
Oh, we just got so sports radio that you can't even believe it.
It's all about the money, whatever side you're on. They're trying to protect their interests
yes.
and what will make them more money and more lucrative.
And I'm less for them than I am for me and the
right.
other people who outnumber them.
Me too.
9,
that's why I would say I would take the $5 million if somebody offered it to me because I could buy my family a house. I could insure my daughter's college education. Mm-hmm. And I could put money away smartly. by right. I mean my wife, right. could invest the money in a way that would secure our family. So sure. and that, those to me, paychecks.
That to me sounds like every non-union actor's argument or every union actor's argument for leaving the union and joining right. a non-union tour.
It sounds to me like thing. Somebody who's like, well, I just want to yeah. work. I just want to make money.
Bet. And that's if somebody exactly wants to give it to me. Of non-union television I'm going to take it. Exactly what they want, and right. that's why they're going to win.
Well,
absolutely. There, yeah. there will be no union artists in about 20 years, and the only people who will suffer is the audiences.
Right, but I don't think it's American Idol's fault.
Oh no, it's a big part of their fault. It started with MTV, but it's absolutely right. a big part.
But
of their fault. It started with the real world, and
so that was my diatribe.
Oh, I love it.
So
I hate all of those shows. I've never seen them. But I hate him and I won't watch him.
It's,
I love
you know.
Jimmy and all of his views. right. But I just could not
and I knew you were, I knew. In fact, I feel like I got off the hook a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. No, I never screamed. I didn't scream once.
Right.
It's crap and it sucks and it's terrible and everyone should not watch them.
Well, let's talk about some other things that may be terrible but right, aren't insightful.
Oh, right. Let's talk about the Sci-Fi Network.
Yes.
Can I? Oh, I'll probably scream louder at this and they're all union.
What about Defiance?
Okay, I was just doing a show up in the islands, and up here that means the San Juan Islands,
right.
which makes everybody who hasn't been to the northwest coast of the United States think of somewhere down in the...
Right, somewhere warm yes. and sunny,
no,
but this is cold and
cold,
dreary,
and disgusting.
You know, Wales.
But kind of wonderful, you know, so I just did a show up there. My parents from Kansas City came to visit, and my dad made my mom and my girlfriend wait outside for like 10 minutes because they said they were going to the car, and he says, no, wait.
I have to show Eric the show.
I have to show Eric this scene from Defiance, which is on the Sci-Fi Network right now in our bed and breakfast. And
right.
I saw 2 seconds of it, and I went, oh, okay, so this scene's going to end this way. And he goes, no, wait. And 10 more seconds. And I go, well, this scene's going to end this way. He goes, no, wait.
And how did it end?
And eventually the scene ends that way, and he goes, isn't that amazing? No, this is terrible. This is a terrible
right.
television show.
Yeah, I mean, for those, if you haven't seen it, this is a bad Firefly.
Oh, all the Fireflies are bad except Firefly.
I mean, it's...
Battlestar Galactic is great, and that's Firefly,
A
too.
Western. Well, but I mean... I never felt Battlestar Galactic was a Western, though. This
no,
is a Western and a sci-fi
a lot
Western.
Of the same writers, a lot of the same directors, and a lot of the same
right. and,
next
I mean,
people.
And I checked this out because it was one of those, you know, things to watch.
And filmed in Canada.
Ugh.
Everything science fiction is filmed
right.
in Canada.
Even though it takes place in St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
So, supposedly. Well,
they're, just like Supernatural takes place in Kansas. There are nowhere near
right.
as many trees and mountains in St.
Or
Louis
Or the show
Kansas.
That you dig that supposedly takes place in Seattle.
The killing yeah.
which they, you know, stereotype Seattle by hard pouring
rain
and incessant,
yes.
you know, incessant
rain and
hard
light.
Pouring, which
yeah.
anyone who's from Seattle knows it hardly ever rains really hard. It just
right.
rains consistently.
About 3 hours a day,
yeah?
every day.
It rains more in New York than it does here in Seattle.
In total rainfall, yes.
Right. It's just that.
It rains just about everywhere more than it does in Seattle.
It does, you know, it's
rainfall.
It's a lot, a little bit for a long periods of time rather than a whole lot in a short period of time.
Yeah. You
and
can,
the killing
you,
is just like
you
it's
can
just,
walk for a couple miles every day in the middle of the rain and not have your
right.
hair messed up.
Right. Like, and so in Seattle, they don't sell umbrellas
no,
on the corner.
The only people who have umbrellas
or
in
tourists.
Seattle are tourists.
Right. So, Defiance. I mean,
it's crap, right?
they got like, I don't know, eight different species on this planet from one ship that crashed.
All right.
And so I've only watched like 3 episodes because I was like, okay, so who were they never mentioned or got into. So who was those species that actually came here to take over?
This is Alien Nation, isn't it?
Well, Alien Nation is way better than this show.
No, I don't
show.
Mean quality. I mean the story. This is Alien Nation. Right?
I don't see how you can compare it to anything, but
okay.
this is suck.
Okay.
I mean,
deal. Except that she's great. She's been great since Buffy.
Who's she?
The lead actress.
The girl with the makeup on? She's
no,
one
no,
of the...
the blonde.
Oh, the mayor of the town.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like Buffy, so...
Well, she was in Buffy and Angel, but she's...
I didn't like Angel.
Okay, fine. She was in Dexter. She's a terrific actor, and give me a second and I'll come up with her name.
Yeah, so, I mean, the premise is some kind of ship crashed. They went to war. Eventually they realize, you know, why are we fighting? This is costing both sides.
Of course.
And so they come to peace, except for this one race that's out there that still is kind of robot slash alien monster looking that has smaller bands that goes around. But there's many different species that are on this on Earth now. And they've terraformed it, which is brilliant kind of because now they can make everything look however they want.
Sure. We're talking about Julie Benz, by the way.
Julie
Benz, who is actually just terrific. If you watched Buffy, she played the vampire who eventually gave birth to Angel, and then it went blah, 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 blah. Mm. Anyway, I'm moving off the dark spectrum here for a second. And she was Rita, Dexter's wife, on
Dexter. I'm going to watch that. So.
And now she's on Defiance.
Right, so that show sucks.
Which sucks.
Don't I try to give it because I, like we've said in the past, I'm that disgusting guy on the beach with the metal detector looking for gold, but this is another bottle cap.
Have you seen Lost Girl?
I tried to watch it and I didn't
give it another couple episodes. This is a sci-fi series from Canada.
This is like the whole, like, they could be what am I thinking? Like a nymph, right? Right. Yeah.
It's better than you think.
Okay. Yeah. The first episode was terrible.
It's from the same kind of direction as True Blood, kind of, you know.
I hated.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved the first couple series, the first couple seasons of True Blood.
Yeah. I wanted to like it because I like the guy, Michael Ball, whatever his name is, the creator.
Yeah.
I totally dug him, but I mean, Feet Under.
I really enjoyed the first couple series, seasons, and then I gave up for it a while, and then my friend Vedette was on season 4, so I watched it again, and
I
liked it, yeah.
Well, I didn't dig it, so let's switch over. Continuum. This is a show I've seen all of. You've just started.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes. I'm willing to see more.
Right.
I'm not unimpressed with it. I like it.
It's if you're looking for sci-fi, it's one of the better sci-fi out there. I mean, it's
recently
total
added
space.
To Netflix. Correct.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And this is another port from Canada. Picked
they
up
all
by
are
sci-fi.
Right now. All of them. Every sci-fi show right now
is
Canadian.
Filmed in Vancouver, and they acknowledge that it takes place in Vancouver. It's about some, you know. It's
time travel,
right? Which I normally don't like. This is dealt with in a semi believable way, but
yeah, I mean it's Stargate mixed with Battlestar Galactica,
right?
Mixed with,
it's a little bit. I have to say, it's with sci-fi, I like dark sci-fi, so things that they take themselves seriously, and so this is one of those where they have really heady topics. So it's all about corporate greed and how it's corrupting us, and who are the bad guys?
And see, that's what I think reality television is about.
Wow. All right. So Continuum, we won't go into it because Eric has just started. It's something we might visit later, but we would recommend this. Check it out. It's a good show. I want to delve into some other shows that are kind of happening right now and that maybe, I mean, I know Eric is really into The Americans.
I am. The first season ended last month, and we can't wait for the next one. It's a terrific show with a great cast.
Yeah, I have to say, I've only seen one episode. But Carrie Russell is
right.
Unexpected. I would say, I mean, she's not playing the type of person that I had pigeonholed her into.
Well, I would
and
say
I like
that
the guy, man.
Oh, he's great. Matthew Rhys.
Yeah, her husband.
Who was
like,
good at Brothers and Sisters, he was a lead on. And
nice.
He's a good actor.
Because
Carrie Russell, though, I would say I really liked the J.J. Abrams series she started with, Felicity.
Oh.
It wasn't great. In that, it wasn't my cup of tea. But
right.
When she showed up with him again in one of the recent Mission Impossible movies, She was in it for maybe 10 minutes, but she was really good.
I don't even remember her. What was she impossible? Yeah, it was two?
Number three. She
the
was
one
the
with
one,
my boy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, in the first scene, remember, he goes in to rescue someone who's in the building, and she's got a bomb in her brain.
Right,
she
right.
She dies in the helicopter. That's Kerry Russell.
Yeah.
And she's just terrific in this kind of hardcore, really stressful situation, which is every moment of the Americans for yeah. this character, you know?
Right.
And not only that, I mean, yeah, Matthew Reese is terrific, and the whole cast is really good, but what I love most about it, and you haven't seen it yet, is that Margot Martindale joins the cast, and I'll take her just about any time, and mm-hmm. that's kind of what I love about FX right now, is they're really loyal
right.
to the actors they love. Like, Walton Goggins is going to be in everything they do from now on.
Right, Justified, and
you know,
The Shield.
Before that. And she was in, she was the main bad guy in a series.
Right, and just a heads up.
Justified.
And I want to get back to this. I just want to interject. In one of our future episodes, we're going to do best season, series finales.
Yes.
And The Shield is on my list.
On yours? All right.
The Shield is going to be on my list.
I can absolutely
not the best, but
on the list.
On the list.
All right. I think I might try and tweak that topic a little bit. I think we'll do that. But then I also want to do best defunct series.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
totally different.
Best,
yeah.
Best series that are no longer around.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
You know what you're getting into when you start watching them.
Yeah. Things you should have watched.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going to recommend, and I would, I'm going to recommend Hill Street Blues. You know, you got 10 years of
mm-hmm.
episodes in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tougher than if I was going to recommend Firefly, where you have 36 episodes.
Let's be careful out there.
13 episodes. Let's be careful out there. Oh, good dead guy. Good dead guy.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Terrific.
So what else on FX? I mean, we got Justified. You should definitely check out.
Absolutely. The Americans is great.
Breaking Bad. Is that FX?
No, that's AMC.
That's AMC.
AMC is right now the ruler of the roost. AMC
so what else do we have?
Is in charge of the basic cable universe. However, FX has Archer.
Archer's
good.
It's
a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
It's got Justified. It's got The Americans.
Yep.
It's got returning very soon. It's got The Killing.
Nah.
Or is that on AMC?
I don't care what that's on. I watched.
You don't like it.
I watched like 5 or 6 episodes of that.
But you don't like it.
And I just, I didn't. And you know, it's not that I thought it sucked. I was compelled.
Yeah, it is.
But I just, I stopped watching it and I didn't care to ever go back. It was like, whatever.
Well, I recommend that you give it another chance. It's on AMC. I think it's kind of great. I understand why people don't like it. It's slow and it's dark and nothing happens.
Neither of which I mind.
Right. But I'm a huge fan.
I mean, I dig The Lake on Top of the Mountain.
Right.
And that's...
That's the Holly Hunter one.
Yeah,
right?
Well, but the chick from...
Yeah,
she's in it, but the chick from Mad Men.
Australian.
Right, with an American lead, though.
Right.
Other than Holly Hunter. The girl who plays Peggy from Mad Men is a lead.
Oh, okay.
With a
she went to Northwestern, I think.
Somewhat
good
convincing Kiwi accent. But still, I mean, that's as slow and dark as you can get. I mean, it's painfully slow, but I still dug it.
Well, I mean, every once in a while we talk about Hollywood couples. And since we're talking about The Killing, for a second I want to talk about Marielle Enos.
Is she the lead in
she's
that?
She's the lead, yes.
In her couple?
Alan Ruck. Do you know him?
No, tell us who this guy is.
Cameron. Really? You're looking at me?
No, like no, no. I'm not sure if I heard you.
Bueller's Day Off.
Okay. I didn't know
Alan
if you said Cameron or Hammerin.
No. Cameron.
Yeah.
Who's terrific. And,
right.
But she's terrific, too, and she's been around forever, but this is her first, like, big gig.
Right. So what's he been up to?
Oh, he's a guest star in frickin' everything, including the aforementioned Justified. He has a terrific episode in that. Second season, I think. FX also has a series coming up called The Bridge, which is
doesn't show you anything on
well,
the previews.
Now.
Oh, okay. And I haven't seen it. I've seen the flashes where it's like
yeah.
you don't know no, what the hell it's about.
Avoid the longer previews because it'll show you more about right. what it's about. And I have no interest in seeing what more it's about.
Right.
The people who did the early teasers have convinced me to watch it. So if right. you're listening definitely to this, watch people it. Who run FX, those are the people
of course
who are
they
going
to
hire because I'm watching it because of the 20-second right. trailers.
They're definitely
not
listening.
Not because of the minute-and-a-half ones that are trying to lose me.
All right, so I mean that's a nice little rundown of some FX shows.
Yeah, FX is the next station. AMC right now is the right. leader, but their shows are old. Their good shows are old, and their
right,
young
they're
shows
way,
are
yeah.
not as good.
They're kind of they're resting on their laurels, like they've.
And FX is poised to take that next step.
It's been have. I mean, FX has been more in the wheelhouse of really gritty. Type. I mean, because The Shield yeah. was FX, and that was, yeah. I mean, shocking.
But you can't say that some of the best stuff of Breaking Bad isn't the same way.
Breaking Bad, I've been, there's been moments where I'm thoroughly impressed, but yeah. in a cinematic acting way, like the way they shot that scene was awesome. I'm not spoiling anything because the very first scene of the very first episode of The Shield is your hero kills somebody.
Yeah.
And not because that person was a bad guy.
Right.
He's the bad guy. He kills somebody because he's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
You have five seasons.
I will say that I miss Michael Chiklis. I think he's a really talented actor that Hollywood has kind of thrown away.
Right. Just pushed to the side. And it's... So that's what I mean by FX has done more shows like that where
yeah.
scene one, this guy is bad and we're going to make you kind of like him, even though we're always going to make him the bad guy.
What's great about FX is they really came around the same time as HBO's kind of resurgence.
Right.
You know, FX came around the same time as The Sopranos and Shield The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff came up around the same time. And while HBO went off in a slightly different direction with their new stuff, the FX crew kind of stayed on that.
Right. Because was that Nip Tuck, too? Was that FX?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because they were, I mean, this is a show to watch out for. I mean,
it's
channel
great.
Where they're really kind of just thinking, well, what do we want to do here? Don't put any holes, and they come up with interesting ways of following people. And they're not always – there's a thing that I've talked about here before where some shows sound really great, but I'm immediately afraid of, well, it's a great idea, but it sounds more like a two-hour movie than it does right. a multi-season premise because now I'm just – every year it's reinventing how this is believable.
No, it's true. Well, and you're absolutely right. Nip Tuck was FX. You're correct. And that's a great point, is that it was the same kind of way. It was shockingly,
right,
ridiculously honest while being melodramatic as shit.
Right, you right.
know, it's great. Got Julie Richardson doing really stupid, wonderful stuff.
Right.
Was surrounded by idiots. It was fantastic.
So a couple of the shows that we've been looking at, I mean, in things that I'm watching now, I'm digging Hannibal. That's nearing the end of the first season.
And I hear from many directions that that's great. I've seen a couple episodes of Bates Motel, and I actually kind of enjoy it.
Mm.
I want to get back to the beginning of it and give it another try.
Yeah, I'll check that out then, because I was hesitant.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be any good, but she's really good. Vera.
All right.
I can never pronounce her name. I want to say like Familia.
I wouldn't even try.
I'm sure I'm thinking of like Famous Familia and Mike Birbiglia, and I'm coming up with the wrong.
What else are you watching?
You know, we in my house really like Supernatural.
Okay, you've said this.
Last season.
Supernatural.
One more season to go, and we like it. I mean, it's shot in.
I mean, is this something? This is a guilty pleasure show.
I feel no guilt. I feel no guilt.
Oh, really?
It's a dork show. It's a sci-fi slash horror show that's also very funny.
And okay.
It's absolutely – there are two shows that I like in this way. It's written for people who are 35 to 45, enjoy
– That's all, my demographic.
Right. Enjoy all references from the mid-80s to the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
Musical, pop cultural, and actual movie references. It's all classic rock and 80s new wave and
all right.
and stupid
Supernatural
film references. Supernatural.
Can I find this on Netflix?
Yes, both Supernatural and Psych are on Netflix.
Psych, right. And you dig in Psych.
I do. I dig it. I can't help it.
I've heard the first few seasons are great.
Yeah.
And it degrades. Is that true?
I've heard that too. My parents, who are in their mid-70s, have just decided to stop watching it because it's too ridiculous. But that has not put me off at all. It's James Rodet and right. Corbin Burnson. And
Corbin Burnson.
Oh, Corbin Burnson is
wow
wonderful on it. And I can only say as a huge baseball fan that it is incredibly nice to see Roger Dorn back on any screen, whether the big or small. but Dulé Hill is also one of the leads in this, and he's always been great ever since. I mean, I saw him years and years and years ago in Bring It to Noise, Bring It to Funk. And then he went into West Wing, and then
right.
from there pretty much directly into Psych, and it's really a terrific show.
So, anything on Netflix you're watching now? Anything you recommend?
Are you talking series or movies?
Either. Anything you think people need to jump on?
I ran into a movie called The Big White not mm-hmm. too long ago with Robin Williams and Holly Hunter.
Oh, right, you were talking about this.
And I'd never heard of it when it came out. It came out like 8 years ago.
Right.
And never heard of it. And I watched it on kind of an afternoon flyer, and I really enjoyed it. So
nice.
I recommend that one.
Great. I have one thing I watched fairly recently, and I go through these, I don't know, fits where sometimes.
You went through one earlier. I had to stick a
right.
lozenge in your mouth.
This is different. That's always around. That's more of a character trait. I'm a city boy.
I know.
And this was proven this is proven yesterday
okay.
when my family went on a rafting trip.
Really?
Where
we've been looking for one.
Well, we went up the Skagit River.
Okay. I always say Skagit because it looks like that's how you should pronounce it.
No,
you're correct.
Right, it's Skagit. Yeah. the whole time Lisa was like, she's like, doesn't this just clear your mind?
And you're freaking out.
All of this, these trees, and it's just the mountains and the snow. And I didn't freak out. But I have to honestly tell you, my reaction was, you know what? I'm glad that it's here. And I'm glad there's people who enjoy it and want to protect it.
Yeah. Okay.
But for me, it reinforces the fact that we should all be living in concrete jungles that are vertical because we shouldn't all have this.
Here's my question for you. My family.
Yes.
In 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yes.
Is going on a camping trip for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to go with us?
No.
There's going to be river, boat, float experiences.
Right. I say no, not because I would enjoy it because I love drinking beer in the wilderness.
That's what we do.
But my family
is
will
going
be in
to be
Mexico.
Oh, where?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oaxaca?
PV.
Oh.
Puerto Vallarta.
I understood that. I bet most of our readers do.
All inclusive.
I like to call you dorks readers.
As much as you can drink.
All right, good work.
So
good work.
That's what I'll be doing on the 4th of July. But my recommendation.
He put two fingers in the air right before my recommendation, ladies and gentlemen.
Even though I'm not a nature person.
Are you not?
Every once in a while, I fall into these things where all I want to watch are
nature documentaries.
Not nature documentaries. I love those too, like Alone in the Wilderness on PBS
yeah,
is
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm
it.
Talking about like reality show.
Fuck you.
Like nature.
Fuck
so like
off.
You're trapped in the wilderness.
The Alaska one?
Yes.
Yeah, a friend of mine's a producer on that one.
The Alaska Experiment,
it's
called.
By the way, Gilly, you're ruining the world.
It is amazing.
It's not.
Because people like me.
I'm sure it's wonderful to watch.
People like me who are
ruining the world.
Utterly inept and incapable of helping themselves in the wilderness. Imagine, oh, I would be able to shoot.
That's why you watch The Office.
I would be able to do this when, if I can't find a place to buy beer, I started freaking out. What's wrong with the world?
Do we have any more beer?
Of course, there's always beer.
All right. I think we're to the point where we're wrapping up this episode. I think we had a pretty productive day. We had no idea what we were going to talk about, and we filled 3 hours anyway. This is the Lazy Muse. I'm Eric Gratton.
I'm Jimmy G. As always, you can follow me on Twitter, at the Lazy Muse.
And you can find me at the same place, at Totally Kidding, and it's true. You can also read some of what I think and write and care about at www.pinetarpress.com under the heading of Obstructed Review.
You can find that article there. You can also find it on thelazymuse.com. You can leave us comments at either www.facebook.com/thelazymuse, or you can shoot us an email at theverylazymuse@gmail.com.
Remember, we've got this contest going on for the next 2 weeks. Go to iTunes. You can either subscribe to us or not.
Yeah, love us or hate us.
Rate us. Put us somewhere between 1/2 star and 5 stars and tell us what the fuck you think.
Yeah.
Right now we have a forerunner in the person of Julia Letters.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you are, if that is your name. We have no idea to get a hold of you. So you get a hold of us and let us know how to get a hold of you to claim your prize that right now it's looking pretty good for you.
Yeah. Once again, I'm Jimmy G.
I'm Eric Gratton.
We'll talk at you later. I'm not sure.